Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to Cozy Womb Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mom of the girls. This is season 19, episode 13, 6 reasons why your kids won't eat it. Happy Monday. We are up on a Monday. These kids are going to go to school. You're probably just now getting up. And you see that I have dropped you a show. As always, thank you so much for subscribing and listening and checking me out. And please share it with your other friends who are not parents yet, your friends who are currently parents, and your other people who are thinking about it, or somebody has a big belly and this is what you have to look forward to. Today is a real one. Today is one that all parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, sisters, brothers, cousins sort of have to deal with at the table, okay? A lot of parents wouldn't eat what they cook as children for their children, rather. I'm hoping that your kids are not cooking without supervision, but a lot of y'all would not eat what y'all give y'all children. So let's just be fair. A lot of parents today cannot cook. A lot of your kids are eating things from the microwave, which is unhealthy, okay? Is your kitchen even inviting? Do you even have a table that your children are comfortable eating at? Do you even eat with your kids? How do you present the food to your children? Do you ask them what they like to eat? Do they even have a say on what they like to eat? Are your children comfortable in the kitchen, in your home? Today, I'm going to explore 6 reasons why your kids won't eat it. Because the way that these prices at the grocery stores are looking, why would you buy or serve your child something they're not going to eat? I can't afford it. I just can't. Here we are. Let's get started. Okay, so number 6. Have you thought that maybe your child doesn't feel good? And when I say your child doesn't feel good, I'm not talking about faking like they don't feel good. When you, as an adult, don't feel good. You don't feel your best. You're under the weather. Do you want to eat? Do you want to put food in your mouth, or do you want to lay down? Or do you want to go watch TV? Or do you want to, you know, have an ice pop because your throat hurts? Or is your stomach cramping and you just want some type of pain meds and you want to go sit down somewhere? Most of the times when kids are sick, their lack of appetite shows first, before a fever, before you see any vomit, before you see any diarrhea. Me personally, that's how I can tell Anya doesn't feel good or Anya's sick. That's the first sign, because she's greedy. She eats anything and she's always trying to eat. Do not force your sick kids to eat, because you may end up having to clean it up in a couple of minutes after they ate. So that's my number 6. Maybe your child doesn't feel good. Number 5, the food doesn't look inviting on the plate. The way a lot of parents or people plate food or serve food on a plate to children, it looks like a science experiment. It looks like something that molded last week. So you might want to pick a plate that's a color. You might want to try different recipes. You might want to try foods that look delicious, look inviting, are cut a certain way. Make the table mat interesting. You know, eat the same thing that your child's eating. Provide food that you would want to eat. Does it look like you want to eat it? If not, maybe that's why your child doesn't want to eat it either. I mean, it's not hard. Kids are not hard. You just have to take the time to understand them. My name is Shan. I am the mom of girls. I am the host. I am the creator. I am the editor. I am the everything. You could check out more from me on shanbepodden.com. Number four, try working with a dietitian before you try a lot of Pedialyte or you try Ensures for kids, because there's a lot of carcinogens in things like Ensure or things that are milk-based that you don't want to give your kids. And if you don't know what carcinogens can do to the human body, Google it, all right? A lot of parents don't speak to a dietitian about kids or what they won't eat or them not eating. A dietitian will help you learn how to prepare food that your child may want to eat for their specific needs, how much food to feed them for their size and age, and a dietitian will also give you better tips to get them to eat the food you cook. So look into a dietitian. Number three, eat with your kids on a routine level. Meaning, if they're eating at the table, you eat at the table. If it's time for them to eat, you eat when they eat. First of all, eating with your kids helps them emotionally and mentally. Kids can learn how to carry a conversation at the table if you talk to them. Kids will learn how to eat with their utensils because they see how you use yours. Kids will learn when to wipe their mouth. How to close their mouth when they're chewing, not to play at the table, stay calm and well behaved, especially when you go out to public. So this is what baffles me a lot with a lot of parents is you don't eat with your kids at home. You let them play games at the table. You let them get up and walk around or run around at home. And then you take them to a restaurant and you're surprised by their behavior. Why? Why are you surprised at your child's behavior at a restaurant in public and you feel embarrassed because it's not great when you don't even give them the boundaries to carry themselves well at home? So let them practice at home. What I like to do, and I talked about this before, is I like to take my kids to a restaurant that's not at peak time. Let's say like a Pizza Hut. Some Pizza Huts, you can still sit in there. We'll get a booth and I'll let them order. I'll let them pick through the menu, say please and thank you, sit at the booth, learn that they should drink from a straw, not the cup, figure out what the condiments are at the table, the toppings that they can have on their pizza, how to prepare to pay. Where do they put the tip? Like, they learn so much seeing you at a restaurant, seeing how you act at a restaurant, how you get the attention of a waiter or waitress. Like, you have to practice those things. You have to give kids time and space to see you do those things. And number two, kids might not like the texture of the food. It doesn't mean they think it's nasty officially. So kids have certain sensors that process textures of food differently. Depending on the age of your child, it's hard for your child to explain to you that they don't like the texture of a food, not necessarily the flavor or the food itself. So, for instance, watermelon is one of those things. So, kids may not like the real fruit watermelon because of the mushy consistency of it, but kids may still want a watermelon ice pop. Or a watermelon candy. And to you, it doesn't make sense because you don't like watermelon when it's really your child doesn't like the consistency of the watermelon. Ari's like that. Ari doesn't like the mushy consistency of watermelon, but she'll get like flavor watermelon things. So there's that. And number one, this is the easiest one of all. Maybe your child isn't even hungry. Maybe your kid's not hungry. You know what I'm saying? They're not trying to go against the grain. They're not trying to be a problem. Maybe your child is just not hungry. Most people don't know that a child's appetite will slow down between the ages of 1 to 5 years old. Yes, it's annoying. Yes, you feel like, oh my gosh, they haven't eaten anything today. Today I just can't get them to eat and I don't know what's going on. And some parents do have a meltdown about it. But the reality is, it's normal. It's okay. Your kids are going to start back eating at 6 to 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, and 19. And then you're going to be like, okay, well, you got your own place or you have roommates. Why are you here eating my food? Because kids will have enough time to eat you out of house and home. So enjoy the times where they don't want to eat as much. Maybe that's when you can still buy your own food and they don't want any. Because now that my children are 10 and 6, every time I eat something, they want some. Every snack I think they probably won't want, they want to taste it. Every time I go get food, I have to make sure I throw it outside in the big dumpster trash can before I come in the house. Because if they see a cup, it's a wrap. It's this whole conversation about why I went to this restaurant and didn't take them. Why I went to this restaurant and didn't bring them back anything. So enjoy your children as they get older. And don't force feed them something that they do not want. Why waste your money and your time? But thank you so much for checking out this episode. It was a short, quick one, but hopefully it helps somebody. Thank you for checking out Cozy Womb Podcast. Don't forget to check out the Cozy Womb Shop. And please leave a review on Good Pods or Apple or Spotify about this podcast. I appreciate you guys so much.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% Lean Ground Sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.